This message is brought to you by the Quality Measurement, NDT, and Vision and Sensors Conferences. The 2010 Quality Conferences will take place in Orlando, Florida at the Marriott World Center Resort from March 22nd to 25th. Educate yourself and invest in your career.
Hello and welcome to QCast. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality Magazine. Training employees to be leaders is a multi-step process. Process improvement tools not only enable an organization to help attain a status of quality, they also help establish leaders. I spoke with Joseph A. DeFeo, president and executive coach at Juran, headquartered in Southbury, Connecticut. Joseph discusses leadership, process improvement, and speaking the language of upper management. He begins by discussing how an organization can train employees to be leaders.
We train employees to be leaders, and organizations should think about how they train organizations to be leaders by first defining what leadership means in that organization. If I build upon the standard for quality, attaining quality leadership is a target and a goal for many world-class organizations. And a quality leader is really the market leader because the product or service an organization provides is viewed by its customers and even by the industry or even the globe as its best in class. So a quality leader equals a market leader. And so if you want to be a market leader, then training to be leaders has to fall under a number of categories. One, how do I know and how do I learn the basic skills and techniques to manage for quality? In other words, how do I learn Lean, Six Sigma, design for quality, agile manufacturing, and things like that so that I know the technical tools and methods? The second one is, how do I organize my department, my function, or my organization, if it's a larger organization under that management? How do I organize to do those things? How do I find the time to carry out projects? And then if you want to move from employee to manager to leadership, we have to train those employees and managers on how to lead by example. And leading by example is really carrying out a number of non-delegable tasks that leaders must do. For instance, leaders must define a strategy and a vision, get the organization to carry that out through the annual business planning, monitor it with scorecards, etc. So you have to think about training leaders in that regard, from the technical skills to the organizational skills to those leadership skills they want to espouse.
And what role do Six Sigma and Lean Six Sigma play within a company?
Well, let's first describe or define Lean and Six Sigma as independent methods, and then Lean and Six Sigma as a combined method. Many organizations are looking to drive out waste and improve efficiency, and so therefore Lean methods and Lean tools enable an organization to do that. Organizations also need to be effective, meaning that the product or service they create meets the customer's fitness for use or fitness for purpose definition. Therefore, having the methods of Six Sigma to define, measure, analyze, improve, and control processes or products, or the Six Sigma design to design a new product or service based on the principles of DMAIC and Six Sigma, both Lean and Six Sigma enable an organization to attain that status of quality, that standard for quality that's required, and then the attainment of that leadership position in quality so that the organization could attain superior results. So Lean and Six Sigma today are combined methodologies. It's basically just the tool set of Lean, the tool set of Six Sigma that have evolved over the past few decades and provide a common approach to improving process efficiency and process effectiveness.
How can quality level managers get upper-level managers on board with process improvement initiatives, training, and consulting-type services?
Well, there's two classic examples to that. Mm-hmm. All right, let me start over. There's two classic answers to that.
Okay.
The first lies in the appropriate answer. Many times, lower-level managers, and it could be a two-level organization, but the lowest-level manager who's trying to get upper management's attention, tend to talk in terms of things. Meaning we talk about defects, we talk about failures, we talk about customer dissatisfaction. And that discussion in that way is not the same language that upper management's talk. Upper management speaks in the language of money. So dollars, margins, profits, sales. Now, if an upper manager hears someone talking about defects, he or she assumes we always have defects. So therefore, you can deal with them. The role of a manager is to become bilingual so that the manager can convert the word defect into the total cost that the organization will incur because that defect is causing pain. So, for instance, instead of saying we have 5% defective product, you'd say that 5% defective product is costing us $20 million this year, or the 2% defect in scrap is costing us $500,000 in profit this month. So the manager must learn to convert things to dollars because upper management, amongst all the other things they have to do, have to focus on the most high priority issues. And today that is, how do I take money, invest it in the organization? And so therefore, if a manager can talk about how badly the pain is from the quality defect or the customer dissatisfaction, the more apt they are to get management to do something about it. And then that just leads to, okay, how do we do it? Well, we do it with a systematic approach like Lean Six Sigma. The second unconventional answer, it's one that Dr. Duran is very good about, he just says, hope the problem gets worse. Meaning, sometimes you just can't get upper management's attention, and you're not speaking the language of management, which is the language of money, so therefore, hope it gets worse. Because every organization is going to be faced with fixing a problem or having the problem cause them to go out of business. And he also would always add, he'd ask the person, well, how old are you? He'd say, well, I've been with the company a couple of years, and I'm pretty young. He said, well, how old is your boss? And he says, well, he's about ready to retire. He says, well, don't worry, you'll outlive him. So sometimes you can't get upper management's attention until the chain of command happens. Yeah. But generally speaking, the first response I gave you is managers and people, employees alike, must convert the language of things to the language of money, which then makes it much easier to upper management to act on.
That concludes our QCast interview. I'm Maggie McFadden with Quality Magazine. For more information on the Duran Institute, visit www.duran.com. For more quality podcasts, visit qualitymag.com. And don't forget to follow Quality on Twitter, www.twitter.com/qualitymagazine.
This message is brought to you by the Quality Measurement, NDT, and Vision and Sensors Conferences. The 2010 Quality Conferences will take place in Orlando, Florida at the Marriott World Center Resort from March 22nd to 25th. The conferences are filled with education and networking events, hands-on technology updates, real-world insights, and strategies. Educate yourself and invest in your career. Visit qualitymag.com/QMC for more information and sign up today.